1. You hear a man talking on the radio about a traffic problem. What caused it? A. Too many people going to the airport. B. Road works at a major junction. C. Something falling onto the road.
There is a 10-mile tailback on the M25 in the Heathrow area. People wishing to go to Heathrow Airport are advised to avoid the M25 if they possibly can. The problem started at approximately 6:35 this morning when a lorry shed some of its load just before the M4 turnoff. It will take several hours to clear the road of this obstruction. Fortunately, the planned roadworks in this area have not yet begun, and so the problems caused by the incident are not quite as serious as they might otherwise have been. It's expected the traffic will not be moving normally again until the afternoon. There is a 10-mile tailback on the M25 in the Heathrow area. People wishing to go to Heathrow Airport are advised to avoid the M25 if they possibly can. The problem started at approximately 6:35 this morning when a lorry shed some of its load just before the M4 turnoff. It will take several hours to clear the road of this obstruction. Fortunately, the planned roadworks in this area have not yet begun, and so the problems caused by the incident are not quite as serious as they might otherwise have been. It's expected the traffic will not be moving normally again until the afternoon.
2. You hear a conversation between a shop assistant and a customer about a pair of shoes. What does the customer want? A. Her money back. B. A different pair of shoes. C. To buy a pair of shoes.
Would you like to buy those shoes, madam?
I have bought them. I got them this morning. Here's my receipt. But when I got them home, I realised the heel of this one was wobbly. It's so disappointing because I really like them.
So shall I see if we have another pair?
I'm not sure. I think I'd prefer a refund. They were a bit expensive anyway. Yes, I'm afraid that's what I'm going to go for.
As you wish, madam. Would you like to buy those shoes, madam?
I have bought them. I got them this morning. Here's my receipt. But when I got them home, I realised the heel of this one was wobbly. It's so disappointing because I really like them.
So shall I see if we have another pair?
I'm not sure. I think I'd prefer a refund. They were a bit expensive anyway. Yes, I'm afraid that's what I'm going to go for.
As you wish, madam.
3. You hear a woman talking about what she enjoys about her job. What is she? A. An air hostess. B. A businesswoman. C. A hotel receptionist.
When I was at school, I always wanted to be an air hostess. I just love going on holiday and seeing new places, and thought it'd be wonderful actually to be paid for flying all over the world. I'm still keen on travelling, and I guess that's the best thing about my job. I get to go to lots of different places. It's not quite like being on holiday, of course, as I have to visit our branches in different parts of the world, and there are always lots of meetings and such like. But I still get a kick out of spending time in hotels and airports. When I was at school, I always wanted to be an air hostess. I just love going on holiday and seeing new places, and thought it'd be wonderful actually to be paid for flying all over the world. I'm still keen on travelling, and I guess that's the best thing about my job. I get to go to lots of different places. It's not quite like being on holiday, of course, as I have to visit our branches in different parts of the world, and there are always lots of meetings and such like. But I still get a kick out of spending time in hotels and airports.
4. You hear a man on the phone talking about his mother. What do we learn about her? A. She's not very well. B. She has a new job. C. She's taking an exam.
I'm a bit worried about my mother. They've had some problems at work and it's all been quite a strain for her. Anyway, she's been having some bad headaches and she's going to have some tests done next week. She's a bit nervous about them, but they've been very reassuring. They think everything will be fine and it's just to be on the safe side. I think she should give up her job, but she won't listen to me. I'm a bit worried about my mother. They've had some problems at work and it's all been quite a strain for her. Anyway, she's been having some bad headaches and she's going to have some tests done next week. She's a bit nervous about them, but they've been very reassuring. They think everything will be fine and it's just to be on the safe side. I think she should give up her job, but she won't listen to me.
5. You hear some people talking. How does the woman feel? A. Thrilled. B. Surprised. C. Relieved.
Oh, look! There's that brooch Susie gave me. I'd given up all hope of finding that again.
Oh, yes. You lost it about 6 months ago, didn't you?
Yes, and it's funny it should turn up there. I'd looked there several times, I'm sure.
Oh, well, it's nice it's turned up.
Yes, that's right. I don't care for it that much, but I'm glad not to have lost it. Oh, look! There's that brooch Susie gave me. I'd given up all hope of finding that again.
Oh, yes. You lost it about 6 months ago, didn't you?
Yes, and it's funny it should turn up there. I'd looked there several times, I'm sure.
Oh, well, it's nice it's turned up.
Yes, that's right. I don't care for it that much, but I'm glad not to have lost it.
6. Listen to a man talking at a special event. What is the occasion? A. A retirement party. B. A graduation ceremony. C. A wedding.
I'm really pleased to be saying a few words at this special occasion. I've known John for many years now, almost as long as his parents. When we were at school together, he was always the serious, rather retiring one, working hard, doing well. My parents always said they wished I were more like him. He never seemed to have time for girls or parties, so it was quite a surprise when he was the first of our group to propose and be accepted by such a beautiful and equally clever girl. It's my great pleasure, on all your behalf, to wish John and Anna all the very best for their new life. I'm really pleased to be saying a few words at this special occasion. I've known John for many years now, almost as long as his parents. When we were at school together, he was always the serious, rather retiring one, working hard, doing well. My parents always said they wished I were more like him. He never seemed to have time for girls or parties, so it was quite a surprise when he was the first of our group to propose and be accepted by such a beautiful and equally clever girl. It's my great pleasure, on all your behalf, to wish John and Anna all the very best for their new life.
7. You hear a woman talking to her friend on the bus. Where has she been today? A. The dentist's. B. The doctor's. C. The hairdresser's.
So was it as bad as you expected?
Not really. They've got this amazing new painless drill there.
And is it painless?
Well, I didn't feel anything. Mind you, I did have an injection.
That's good. Have you got to go back?
Just once, next Tuesday. I'm in town for the hairdressers then anyway, so it's quite convenient.
What are you having done then? Another filling?
Another 2, in fact. But just little ones, he says.
So was it as bad as you expected?
Not really. They've got this amazing new painless drill there.
And is it painless?
Well, I didn't feel anything. Mind you, I did have an injection.
That's good. Have you got to go back?
Just once, next Tuesday. I'm in town for the hairdressers then anyway, so it's quite convenient.
What are you having done then? Another filling?
Another two, in fact. But just little ones, he says.
8. You turn on the radio and hear part of a programme. What kind of a programme is it? A. A news programme. B. A documentary. C. A weather forecast.
There's been a lot of talk in the newspapers recently about how the world's weather seems to be changing. There have been freak storms in Europe. The first snow for 100 years has fallen in certain areas in Asia. Temperatures seem to have reached unprecedented highs and lows all over the world. But why is this happening? Are we entering a new ice age? Is it all the result of global warming? Today, we're going to try to find the answers to these questions, which will determine the future. There's been a lot of talk in the newspapers recently about how the world's weather seems to be changing. There have been freak storms in Europe. The first snow for 100 years has fallen in certain areas in Asia. Temperatures seem to have reached unprecedented highs and lows all over the world. But why is this happening? Are we entering a new ice age? Is it all the result of global warming? Today, we're going to try to find the answers to these questions, which will determine the future.